Test 64, Section 2, Question 10. So this one, we're looking to undermine the argument, what will hurt it. And it says, history gives a lot of examples of technological innovations being resisted by people whose working conditions without those were miserable. So basically, people whose lives kind of sucked before they got technology resist the technology that's going to kind of change that. So this shows that social inertia is a more powerful determinant of human behavior than is the desire for comfort or safety. So basically, it's saying that social inertia is more powerful determinant than desire for comfort or safety. And this one, I sort of felt like I have no idea what social inertia even means. But apparently they're saying that's the reason that people were resisting the technological innovations, even though their jobs were pretty miserable without it. So this was when I felt like just because they resisted it, it then jumps suddenly to this kind of conclusion that they were resisting it because of social inertia. And I feel like if there was some other reason they were resisting it, that could weaken this. So this is kind of, it jumps to a cause. So we want anything that's going to say, no, social inertia isn't really the thing that's the more powerful. It says, people correctly believe that technological innovations often cause job loss. Well, maybe, because that would say there's a different reason to resist technological innovation, because, well, they might lose their jobs. Yeah, I mean, their jobs kind of are bad, but at least they have them. So I'm going to hold on to that. People are often reluctant to take on new challenges. Well, I don't know that technological innovation is making it a new challenge, because their jobs were miserable without the technological innovations. Some examples of technological innovation have been embraced. That doesn't really weaken this argument, because it just said many examples where they were resisted. So the fact that sometimes they didn't resist doesn't do anything for us. People tend to adapt easily to gradually implemented technological innovations. So that isn't really going to do anything for us. It's not about the speed with which they're adapted. And then people correctly believe that technological innovations almost always increase workers' productivity. Well, that's not necessarily a bad thing. So they're not, it doesn't mean that they are, you know, just because it's increasing productivity doesn't mean that it's necessarily going to hurt them or wouldn't give them another reason to resist it unless they don't want productivity. But A is definitely a better answer, because that would say maybe it's not social inertia. Maybe they are concerned about comfort and safety, and that jobs are part of that. And so A is our correct response.